You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at kfei.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio, and we're starting our 46th, well, we're about halfway through our 46th year of operation. Support for this program comes from KFEI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFEI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful listeners just like you. Well, it is currently 13 degrees Fahrenheit, that's above zero, here in the Twin Cities on the west bank of the Mississippi River, and we're looking at a low tonight of 2 below zero, and over the weekend, still chilly, 12 degrees tomorrow, 13 degrees on Sunday, with lows below zero or hovering just about there. Well, I hope you're enjoying this wonderful holiday period. If not, I hope there's something that comes your way, maybe in this next hour, that will help cheer you up, that will help you find some of that happiness and joy that so oftentimes is difficult to find during this time of the year. But it is out there. It is there. Sometimes it takes a little digging, a little effort to find where it is at. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get started here with Good Medicine and yours truly, Roya in the Evening. Here we go.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah, just you and me. Change it, yeah, change it. Can't do it alone, can't do it alone.
Need some help, y'all, y'all.
Can't do it alone, can't do it alone. Yeah, yeah. Need a little help, y'all.
Yes, I do.
Need a little help.
Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all. Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
I'm giving you a wake-up call.
wake up, everybody. This is your wake-up call. Friday, January 3rd, 2025. So 20 and a quarter. How are you all out there? Happy New Year. Happy Dios Año. That is the Gregorian calendar. There's so many indigenous native versions of Happy New Year. So I hope you're I hope you're experiencing that as well. Okay. All right. Well, having more technical difficulties here. So, all right. I hope you enjoyed that beginning of the program. That is Teddy Pendergrass from classic R&B, Wake Up. And then that was Wake Up Call by Kiki Palmer. So something a little more recent than that. But I wanted to start with one of those classic, what they call clarion trumpet calls that we need to start paying attention. If you were asleep at the wheel through 2024, now is your chance to make a difference, to make some noise. We've got a lot of activity that's going to be coming up in the coming year. We're going to need it. The Congress, the U.S. Congress, convened today at noon. You know what they always say is that don't watch two things you don't want to watch made, and that's sausage and laws. Also, lock up the children, and the Congress is back in town, so nobody's safe anymore. Well, Han Bushu Karihi to Ms. and Mr. Native America and to all of those Indian canoes out on the lakes, rivers, and out to sea. Yes, this is Good Medicine this evening, and I am your host, Royal White Eagle Taylor, Pawnee Nation of Oklahoma, and I am here to spend some time with you this evening, holding your hand, listening to your sorrows. Brew a little tea for you, and let's just all stay nice and snugly warm here for the next 45 minutes or so here at Good Medicine. And I can tell you, we're counting down now, starting out here in 2025. This is the first of the last five episodes of Good Medicine. Going to be leaving the 24/7 schedule on Friday, January 31st, but we're going to have a little fun on the following Fridays here this month. There's five of them, so we kind of work it out where we'll get a little bit more out of our time on the airwaves than we usually do in a typical month. It is the Wolf Moon month, so this is that time when you can get out there and howl. You know, a lot of Native Americans, they have their own names for it, but it was referred to as the full Wolf Moon for the full moon, and it was because the wolf relatives were out usually at night taking care of business in so many different ways. And, you know, Native Americans, at least traditionally, we weren't as concerned about wolf population as it seems like our Caucasian brothers and sisters are when it comes to the wolf population, so-called encroachment on civilization, when, you know what, maybe it was the other way around. Maybe it's the savages who encroached on the civilized wolf population out there. I know my brother and colleague Robert Pilot has support through various commercial spots on his program for Howling for Wolves. So okay, you know what? I just declared this. I'm going to make this Female Friday because I am your femme gem. I am your girl Friday. I am your lady of the evening. And as I've always said, and we're going to play a little music, some of it old, some of it new, but all dedicated to the clan mothers, our Native American matriarch, matrilineal society. And I'll just have something I want to share with you in a few minutes. But it was kind of sad around the White Eagle Gillis Taylor household today. We had to say goodbye to our first born, only born son, our baby in the family, Rory, and his partner Phoebe, as they jetted away to California, to La La Land. This evening, they spent 3 weeks with us over the holiday season, and so we just enjoyed all of that time with them, and especially getting to know Phoebe more as she spent time in our house, along with her mother and sister as well. But they're back on their way to Los Angeles, California, City of Angels. Boyle Heights is the home of the Chicano community in Los Angeles. So we'll look forward to seeing them sometime soon here in the near future. And then we also had to say goodbye to another matriarch that we are related to through marriage, our daughter, Laura, and her spouse, Tom, and our two grandchildren. Tom's mother, Nin, passed away a week ago, and so we had the funeral service today and the burial as well in St. Paul. Nin was 74 years old, and she led a full life. Unfortunately, last few years were in a memory care facility, but Tom was able to spend a lot of good time with her in the last few years, reminiscing. And she was a citizen originally of the Republic of Vietnam and came here in the early 70s after the conclusion of that conflict, and settled in central Minnesota, north central Minnesota, where she gave birth to Tom, our son-in-law, and as they say, the rest took care of itself. Tom eventually later met our daughter, Laura, and now they have two wonderful children as well. But Nin was an example of that wonderful matriarch, always had a smile, had a wonderful laugh, very handy with crafts, used to make birthday cards, Thanksgiving cards, Christmas cards, New Year cards for all of us. I don't know where she found the time and the energy to that. And she worked for quite a while in a credit union as an account person there. And so she was the mother to others and grandmother as well to other grandchildren, and just a wonderful cook. Everybody reminisced about that as well. So I was just telling my spouse, well, Nin is one of those individuals you like to say, we will not see her like pass this way anytime soon. And that is certainly true. Okay. She used to say, I tried to ask her how you say brother in Vietnamese, and she said, well, you know, it gets really complicated, but it came out to be like I was her little brother on her mom's side. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and play a little music here, get started with Joanne Shenandoah. Speaking of mothers, here we are with Mother of Nations.
Joe J. And you'll see the definition of indigenous resilience. This is Native women, my great-great-great-great-grandmother's vision. They tried to stamp it out, but the phoenix is risen.
Native women, indigenous women, keepers of the heartbeat, keepers of the rhythm. Native women, indigenous women, we've been right here from the beginning. Trust your medicine, you were chosen to wake up medicine in the earth.
Wisconsin with Menominee. If you're a basket weaver, or you make that Pueblo pottery, Snohomish or Lenape, or Citizen Potawatomi, illuminate the space with our indigenosity. Like cedar smoke, we rise tight like tobacco ties, like stars in the sky. We are beings of light with our kin by our side. We walk with love and pride, changing the world one prayer at a time.
Native women, indigenous women, keepers of the heartbeat, keepers of the rhythm. Native women, indigenous women, we've been right here from the beginning. Trust your medicine, you were chosen to wake up medicine in the earth. You're the return of your ancestors. Know your power and know your way of
reflection of all relations.
Yeah.
Connected to all creation.
All relations.
So never feel afraid and never feel alone, cause there is lightning in your veins and there is thunder in your bones. The stars shine brighter, the darker the sky. The future is Native women. You were made for these times. So Two-Spirit women, Afro-Native women, undocumented women, yes, all my Native women, stand firm for the land, stand firm for the children, stand firm for the visions of the world that you're bringing, yeah.
Native women, Indigenous women.
We deserve to heal. The trauma's not our fault. We've got a higher purpose here.
We were running out of breath as we ran to meet ourselves. We were surfacing the edge of our ancestors' fights. And ready to strike. It was difficult to lose days in the Indian bar if you were straight. Easy if you played pool and drank to remember to forget. We made plans to be professional, and some of us could sing. To the mountains with a drum. We made sense of our beautiful crazed lives under the starry stars. We learned the devil from the Christians. We sang. We were the heathens but needed to be saved from them. Thin chance. We knew we were all related in this story. A little gin will clarify the dark and make us all feel like dancing.
Make us feel like dancing. Make us feel like dancing.
The music as I filled the jukebox with dimes in June. 40 years later, and we still want justice. 40 years later, and we still want justice. We are still America.
We are.
KFAI is proud to present Robert Glasper at the Dakota for 6 shows over 3 nights from Thursday, January 9th through Saturday, January 11th. Robert Glasper is the leader of a new sonic paradigm with a career that bridges musical and artistic genres. To date, he boasts 5 Grammy wins and 9 nominations across 11 categories. Glasper's breakout crossover album, Black Radio, changed the face of the genre and set a new expectation for what popular music could be. Tickets for Robert Glasper can be found at the Dakota website. Visit dakotacooks.com for more details.
KFAI is proud to sponsor Gathering Darkness 2, a night of dark post-punk and soundscapes at the Hook and Ladder Theater on Saturday, January 18th. Gathering Darkness 2 features goth vendors plus 8 bands on 2 stages with performances by The Rope, Another Heaven, Lovely Dark, Cult Sequence, Another Night, The Muadas, Speakeasy, and Shading the Sun. Tickets and information about KFAI's presentation of Gathering Darkness 2 is available at thehookmpls.com.
Shemasana beina ayilaya bni bkabe bkeshche. Yikloko hojon bni belislo. Bina son njonigi nhalingo desosle. Bjay dot seda ayo o net aya. Shira yikalko yego behatsi. Satanaye etat a shikilto. Do shinit and dazile. Shimasana shinatro, nachin coil e. Do a yo o nit shikiltia. Bichit nahot it, do bidil ani ye. Do a kodat ego, ilse shikail wo. She awe, she yaje, shil nigo. Shinaz nigo, shidil ani, yo il do. Yego shikael wood. Shichit nahuit nago. Nasko ahuyot ingo. Shahola. Billa shlai. Altro. Alt ala. Dolla nache quil inda. Binantian binache. A darkuni sea. Il had so olieni. Dota shadini. Shik a shidine. Shitna lingo. A ebe sidzil asosin. Ichecha atin a nez bikago, ndahund ago shemasane bilna aj. Zilta naa, da ziltsis, da bikho, hudilch il. Trudanille, do tetrako. Shinali ka hahara, do ik ihdigle. Shido a quenched edo, and said, Dishje e nantkin, behashadilia ye, behadinched ego, says he. Was this single, holhodian, shilnene, benashni, ta anila, a co e a job, but do a yo o nit, bilnes masko sheet sola. Com, bilsek ego. Na gone dinch ego. Tape hosinie. A yo o nido a jobat eya. Yeshinelle. Hashin zago shigalented inde. Shimasane yes zini. Be sizil dolel. Nizago nihatan teen. Slata dohat e dale. Chata hui in the dale. Doheda datol nita. Nikai shied nigo, taakosh masane benashni. Yego tisla nash date, bilat nisze, ebenache, hainchne. Dot osh masane et ego, nash ida. Halashem madot e, viaje be awe nshle. Ichehe, yadilhil, ranaho ahte, shidien, nihokaje, shima sana bashin tia
we ane yanga we ane yanga we ane yo we ane yo.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, HT1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming across Turtle Island at KFAI.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. And I don't know if you've heard, but we're having a party later this month, January 25th, from 3 to 6 p.m., supporters, allies, volunteers are welcome. And you can find out more about that on the KFEI website. It's our all-station party. There'll be food and stories and song and reminiscing about KFEI's days past and excitement for the days ahead. So hope you can make it to that. Check it out at kfei.org. You'll find out more information there as well. All right, you're listening to KFAI Good Medicine, at least for the next 20 minutes, and then four more episodes. So, well, I hope you're enjoying some of this wonderful music by Native women, mostly from the States. We might, if we have a chance, we'll throw in some from Canada, up above the Medicine Treaty Line, or the international boundary, as it's referred to. Before the break, well, we started off with, after our usual theme, R. Carlos Nakai, we had Wake Up Everybody by Teddy Pendergrass, and then Wake Up Call by Kiki Palmer. And we got this matriarch honoring musical ceremony started by Joanne Shenandoah with Mother of Nations, followed by Lila June, who is Dene. And she was also joined by Desiree on that track, Native Women. And An American Sunrise by the wonderful Joy Harjo, former Poet Laureate of the United States. And then what you just heard after the break was Grandmother by Radmila Cody, another Dene woman there speaking the Dene or Navajo language. So, well, should we do it? Should I give you another update, a report on the Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina? We can announce everyone now is more stupid in this country after having listened and seen what she's claiming. Last week, just before Christmas, she was accusing another Republican activist of being a homosexual. Then she couldn't make up her mind that that person was transgender, even though they were male presenting. And so, you know, the commentators came out, okay, well, the Republicans are now beginning to eat their own, not their young, but eat their own. So, but as if that was a insult. That's the best she could do, because she had a difference of opinion with this other conservative. And I won't mention their name because they've denied it. And it's unfortunate that people have to deny accusations about their gender and their sexuality because somebody thinks that's important to raise. But Nancy Mace has made being a moron an honorific, I guess. She has decided, you know, this is going to be her cause. She previously, after the election, took on one of the newest members of Congress, a transgender woman from Delaware, and was instrumental in trying to deny that person access to the women's restrooms there in the cloakroom for the House. And as of today, with, as I said earlier, the opening of Congress, that or the session of Congress, she's claiming that a bill that she put in to the Republicans' rules report, which starts every Congress every 2 years, included limitations under the guise of calling it the violent protection of women against violence. And her definition of violence against women is having transgender representatives, staff, and other visitors, such as journalists, from visiting the women's room. So they can't even go in there. It's violence that they have to go and take a pee or maybe some other business. So I don't know what this world is coming to, but we'll stay tuned. We're going to keep up the Nancy Mace report as long as I'm on the air. You know what? I wouldn't mind if she tried to take me on, because I've shared with you, I've kind of grown in this whole role as your host on Friday nights, sharing my own story as a transgender female. And so we'll see. You know, I'll put the gauntlet down and we'll see. Hope she doesn't sideswipe KFEI in the process. So anyway, Representative Nancy Mace. Moron of... We should probably inaugurate a Moron Monday and we could report on her. But all right, let's go back to the music here. We've got Black Belt Eagle Scout coming up. She was just here at the Palace Theater over in St. Paul earlier in the summer. This is Don't Give Up.
Keeps me alive.
Easter Lullaby by Pure Fay, backed up by Eulalie. And then right before that, we heard God Created Woman by Martha Redbone. Very lyrical. And Don't Give Up. I almost said Don't Give Up the Ship. Don't Give Up the Radio Station. Don't Give Up by Black Belt Eagle Scout. And she's from Northwest Coast. Pura Fay is Tuscarora from down around North Carolina, and Martha Redbone is also Lumbee from North Carolina. as well. So check all of those ladies out, those wonderful sisters, matriarchs all the way back to the beginning when we started with Joanne Shenandoah. So I hope you've enjoyed this this sojourn with these Native Soul sisters. I've appreciated the time. I always appreciate this opportunity that KFEI provides for Native voices, female and male, and children, elders as well. So take care until I see you next week, and we continue our countdown for the departure of Good Medicine. Okay, we're going to come up here with our final theme. Be sure and hang on for Robert Pilot at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, with Native Roots Radio, the best of. It is just a little before 7 p.m., currently 12 degrees here in the Twin Cities. I don't know what the wind chill is out there, but when that wind hits you, it's a little biting on the skin, the exposed skin. So take care wherever you're at out there. Be careful driving. People tend to want to get in out of the cold and get to wherever they're someplace warm, maybe home, and or to their next destination if they're out in the evening time. So watch out for them as well. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFEI 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the globe at kfei.org. We are non-commercial, community-powered radio. Support for this program comes from KFEI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFEI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and our wonderful listeners just like you. Well, tomorrow, Saturday, January 4th, we're going to have a high of 12 degrees above zero, a low of 2 below, and then on Sunday, 14 below with a 14 above, I'm sorry, and a low of 1 above on Sunday night when those wonderful Vikings. Now, what about the Vikings? We talk about the Vikings a lot, but we also need to talk about the Vikings. Vikings are going to be in Detroit for the last final game of their regular season to determine who's going to be the number one seed and have home field advantage throughout the NFC, the NFL playoffs. So, going to be a cold and nippy one. I don't know what it's going to be like in Detroit. Is it Detroit or Detroit? I don't know.